Thanks for listening to Bear Soup with Ron Serratia. We have a Bustin' at the Guts show bubbling up for you this week in the Bear Soup hot tub. So listen up. Lots more news about Ahmet Yildiz, the Turkish gay bear who was shot by his father in a so-called honor killing, including an update on the legal case and an exclusive message from Ahmet's partner, Ibrahim, for the bear community. We're locked and loaded, so stand back. You're just in time for Bear Soup. Welcome to Bear Soup. News, interviews, skews, and schmooze for the online ursine community. This is your host, Ron Serratia, casting my pod to you through the mysterious tubes of the interweb from southeastern coastal Connecticut. This is episode number 70. The Bear Soup show streams online at bearradio.net Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. The Bear Soup podcast is also available through our free iTunes subscription and download service. Access the Bear Soup archives through the Bear Soup tab on ronserratia.com. Presumably, you can tell without seeing me that I'm recording this stark raving naked in a steamy outdoor hot tub, because that's what the rubber duckies are for. Clothing optional. Bear Soup is sponsored by the Bookish Bears at Bare Bones Books. Check out their fine books by bear authors, including the latest, Bears in the Wild. There is so much going on, and I had planned to have a review of a new book entitled The Bearded Gentleman. However, that's been kind of preempted for something a lot more serious, I'm afraid. But I hope you'll find it interesting. Through a mutual contact in the Turkish bear community, I was able to get a message out to Ibrahim Can, the partner of Ahmet Yildiz, who was the Turkish gay bear who was murdered by his father as a so-called family honor killing. My letter read, "My dear Ibrahim, greetings. My thanks to our mutual friend for forwarding your contact info. Please accept my condolences for the loss of your partner, Ahmet. I admire your courage to stand up on his behalf. I have been monitoring his story since the release of Ahmet is My Family video. Since then, I have been sharing with my Bear Soup podcast and weblog on bearradio.net developments in the matter as described in other media. I have seen you speaking on YouTube about Ahmet's story, but sadly, I do not know Turkish. I understand that you have permanently relocated from Turkey for fear of your own life, and that you are continuing to try to draw attention to the atrocity of the so-called Muslim honor killings of gay men. Do you have further news about the matter of his father or other aspects of the legal case? What do you think will happen from here? Do you have a message to the bear community that you'd like to share? Thank you for your time, and please take good care of yourself." And Ibrahim's response, "My dear Ron, greetings from Cologne. Thanks for your nice words and sharing your feelings with me about the murdering of Ahmet Yildiz. Sorry for answering very late to your mail. I was very much busy on preparing my speech for the press and statement for the court on the 1st of April 2010 in Istanbul. A crime did take place on the 15th of July, 2008, and Ahmet Yildiz was shot dead in front of his flat. That crime would never have come out if I did not tell about it. I do still have a lot of problems to bring the murderers to justice, because the justice is not working well for gays anyway in Turkey. We need more support to make this crime public worldwide, and get more pressure on the government and justice in Turkey. Here's some information about the work I've done in the past. Please let everybody know worldwide about this homophobic crime in Turkey. Gays still live in fear in Turkey because there is no legal protection for them. They do not have equal rights. All best, Ibrahim. And included in the message, along with that letter, is this article. Ahmet Yildiz, hate crime in Turkey. Ahmet Yildiz was shot dead in front of his flat on July 15, 2008. He was murdered because he was living gay in public. His family threatened him with death in case he would not allow himself to be healed. Ahmet might still be alive if the denunciation because of the death threats had been taken seriously by the prosecutor. The prosecutor was unable to take the necessary steps for the security of Ahmet, who looked for shelter in vain. A civilized constitutional state has to take care of the rights of its inhabitants. This must also be true for Turkey. Ahmet's right for living was mistreated. This is an ignorance against human rights. Mistakes have been made. My demand is that the court will correct the mistakes made. The murderers have not been captured yet. At the September 8, 2009 trial against the father, Yahya Yildiz, who was absent, was opened. The prosecutor reproached the father with the following crimes: buying unallowed weapons and munition, the carrying of a weapon, the planned and intentional murdering of a human being, the murdering of a near relative, and bodily injury. The father is on the run. Curiously enough, he cannot be caught. The whole case so far does neither calm my conscience nor the public opinion. The public was arbitrarily shut out of the trial. For those who want to follow the negotiations, and those who want to bring the real truth to light, and those who believe in justice, for all those people, the court must be open. The trial must be transparent, fair, and neutral as far as the law for equal treatment is concerned. I want to speak to the Yildiz family for the first time now. Ahmet loved his mother, his father, and his brothers and sisters. Very often he told them that he loved them. He very honestly hoped that they accepted him personally. He hoped that they understood his feelings, that they might be really true friends. But his family used his love as an ace. They wanted a medical treatment. He denied the treatment. He had to go on without his family. He thought as time goes by, they would accept him as he was. He was honest, and he was proud of his honesty. Ahmet wanted to gain his family's respect. But instead of embracing him because of his honesty, they shot bullets into his unprotected body. They shot him and ran away. They were not even respectful facing his dead body. They were inhuman and dishonorable. If his death is a burden for your conscience, if you cannot live any longer with a family that murdered him, then come out and fight for his rights. Show the public that it is a dishonorable and unworthy thing to murder a human being. Show them how you feel having murdered someone. Father Yahya, do not hide. Surrender instead. Show your regret. Defend the rights of your child like a father. Tell us what was so honorable as to murder his own child. When I stand at his grave, a deep mourning is coming over me. I am sure that it would have been Ahmet's will that his life and dying dates would be correctly and fully written upon his tombstone. I demand the correction of these mistakes, and furthermore, that looking after the grave will be given to me. I was his partner in life, and I will be his family too. Praise to Allah. I am a Muslim. I am a homosexual. and I am proud to be homosexual. Because I am looking for the truth, because I am breaking taboos, I have a calm conscience. Those who maintain the opposite do not tell the truth. Our religion says that murdering is the biggest sin, which must be punished very hard. A crime against humanity is just the same as blasphemy. The duty of Islam is to protect life. Islam orders love, mercy, forgiveness, peace, and tolerance. Everyone who does not follow these values is contradicting and acting against Islam. This is my life. Nobody is allowed to interfere. To murder someone does not mean to be honest, but what it really means is to cause pain and to produce hate. To act against one's own sexuality is just the same as to act against his own life. This is wrong, not telling the truth, weak, and to give up. The person who discriminates against homosexuals is sowing not only mischief between the generations, but he is also sowing hostility and stirring up the war between people. This will be a trap for all those families who do not stand on the side of their children and that do not claim their rights. The parents as well as the children will be the losers. However, the acceptance of the natural given sexuality will strengthen some people, and this will lead them away from the pressure from not being true to themselves. We will not accept that they want to put chains around our speech, our emotions, our activities, and our sexuality. We will burst our chains. We will fight. We disapprove the policy of intimidation and silence. We ask you to say goodbye to hate and intolerance in your minds and souls. Instead of this, let love and tolerance capture your heart and let these things get part of your conscience. Stop being against us now. From now on, we will raise our voices. You listen to us. We demand and you will implement. In the presence of law, the public, and the media, we declare our strong disagreement against a discriminating, violating, torturing, corruptible attitude of mind. We do not want to be lynched. Once again, I demand the punishment and arrest of the murderers of my beloved Ahmet. To uncover this crime is a supposition for following or similar crimes and prevents them from happening. Uncovering and the prosecution of this crime might be a warning. This lawsuit of murder creates a precedent. This lawsuit is the lawsuit of us all. I am here to claim Ahmet's rights. He is a symbol for us. He is a symbol of resistance against cruelty, against tyranny, intolerance, and discrimination. We demand that the murders of hate, discrimination, and homophobia will be forbidden by law. We do not want to be murdered. A sentence to the most that the public is also guilty because of its silence. I demand the end of this human shame. I do not believe in the lie that the public will not accept homosexual marriage. I know that there are millions of homosexual people living in Turkey. We are part of the public life and we represent this public. We are prepared for homosexual marriage, for homosexual partnership. We want marriage, we want partnership, as well as the adoption of children. We want the equality of rights by law. We want that Turkey will adapt international standards, and we also wish with our hearts that Turkey will be more up to date. We demand that Turkey will finally start carrying out international treaties which have been signed conformable to duty. I say thank you to the members of LGBTT, to the human rights associations, and to the members of the press, and to all of you who put their trust in us and support us. Signed, Ibrahim John. Ibrahim also forwarded this article. Ahmet Yıldız, 26 years old, was a young Turkish hairy bear. He was shot dead in front of his house on 15th of July, 2008. 9 months previously, he gave a statement to the prosecutor in Üsküdar, Istanbul, complaining that he was receiving death threats from his own family. Was this a victim of an honor killing? Before he was murdered, Ahmet wrote an article for Turkey's bear magazine, Bergi, about how he came out to his family and the reaction he received from them. After his murder, his boyfriend, who is a Turkish-born German citizen, Ibrahim Can, started working hard to get the world's attention to the case. The British newspaper, The Independent, was the first to announce his killing to the world with the headline, "Was Ahmet Yıldız the victim of an honor killing in Turkey?" A campaign was started on the internet for Ahmet and received good support from the gay and hetero community around the world. His friends organized demonstrations for him in Turkey to get the answer to the question, what kind of shame is bigger, the shame of being a murderer or to be born gay? Ahmet's murderer has not been caught yet. However, the homicide detectives have still not found the murderer. Ahmet Yıldız was a final year student of Marmara University's Department of Physics, and he earned his living by teaching. If he hadn't been killed on the 15th of July, the next day would have been his final exam for graduation. He spent his last day studying for the final exam. Ibrahim, his boyfriend, who resides in Germany, was also with Ahmet that day. At 11 p.m., Ahmet went out saying, "I need to get some fresh air and I'll get some ice cream as well." And as he got into his car, the shooting started. As Ibrahim heard the sounds, he rushed to the window and saw Ahmet's car going backwards, crashing into the wall of a pharmacy. Ibrahim immediately called Ahmet's mobile, but he got no answer. He ran downstairs to the car, but Ahmet was already fatally wounded, and he died shortly afterwards. After being questioned, Ibrahim gave Ahmet's computer, his two mobile phones, and keys to the police. Later, he went to the morgue to try to collect the body, but he couldn't, as he had no legal rights, because he wasn't family. He never considered the threats as serious. Ahmet had no problems with anybody but his family. When he went to the prosecution office, Ibrahim signed Ahmet's statement as the witness. Ibrahim explained Ahmet's relationship with his family as, "The family started suspecting him when he was 20 years old. They tried monitoring his phone calls. His mom even hired a hacker to crack his computer password. Ahmet's family lives in Adana. They first sent his sister to live at Ahmet's, then his mother came as well. Everything came to such a point that one day Ahmet confessed and came out to his dad in a phone call." As Ibrahim says, the threats started after that conversation. He didn't have any contact with his family the following 8 months. However, he always had hope that they would accept him one day. He always used to say that he was the adored son of the family, and sooner or later, one day they would accept him. He never thought that the threats would go beyond efforts to scare him. And if the prosecution office had taken his statement seriously, Ahmet would still be alive. The only eyewitness is a lecturer of religion. The whole neighborhood describes Ahmet as a kind and nice person. He was not the only casualty of the night of his death. Mrs. Umuhan Darama, a neighbor who owns a cafe, was also shot by a reverberating bullet. As the only eyewitness of the case, Ms. Umuhan Darama detailed what happened that night as, "I knew Ahmet from the neighborhood. He was a kind and respectful person. A restaurant owner from our street told me that 2 days prior to his killing, he had been trapped and beaten by two guys. On the night of his killing, I was sitting in front of the cafe. Suddenly, the continuous shootings started, and I hardly could get inside the cafe. As I looked outside the window, I saw some people shooting, both from a black Mercedes and from another yellow car. They just continued shooting after I ran away, and I realized inside the cafe that I had also been shot in the foot. I am a lecturer of religion, and I think nobody's sexual life is anybody's business. I knew him as a respectful person without knowing his sexual preference. I don't believe that he deserved a death in this way. According to our religion, nothing else is more sinful than killing another." As Mrs. Umuhan Darama testified, she told the police, "Whoever the target was, I won't let this case remain unsolved." The police officers replied to her as, "You should thank God that you didn't receive a bullet in your head. You would be better not to get involved in this." Then they asked her if she wanted to take her case to court. "Certainly I do. Even this question made me get so mad. This case must be cleared up." The eyewitness in the cafe was shot upon for the second time. After Mrs. Umahan Durama's 10 days treatment in the hospital, she went to the prosecution office to say that she would testify in court. 3 days later, her cafe was once again peppered with bullets. Amit Yildiz's file is still pending as secret in the prosecution office. The lawyer for Amit Yildiz, who has been hired by his friends and who also represents Mrs. Umahan Durama, says that they keep the file secret since many lawyers want to get involved in the case. Even I could hardly get to read the file. The gay community opened a blog on the internet for him. That is, Amit is my family, and the URL for that is http://www.amityildizismyfamily.blogspot.com. Amit's boyfriend, Ibrahim John, has started a blog. His friends are trying hard for justice to be served. 16 members of the German Senate asked the German government to contact the Turkish government to bring closure to this case. Amnesty International also got involved into the case. British and German newspapers wrote about it. The blog on the internet, Amit Is My Family, received big support throughout the world. Ibrahim, who leads this campaign, says, "We'll do everything to get this murder solved. Whatever the reason for this murder is, we'll fight till the very end. Why should we experience double standards due to our sexual identity? We will do whatever it takes to raise the issue of killings committed because of sexual genetics." The last article which Amit wrote before being murdered. "I always ask a lot of questions. I explore the facts of any event. That's why my friends used to call me Y. Amit during my time at high school. My questions to older gay friends were mostly about their experiences, about their coming out to their families, and the reactions they received. I listened to most of my friends' experiences with their families. I can say that I'm theoretically experienced, and my experiences tell me that my family was not the kind to come out to. Both my father and mother are from Kurdish origin from eastern Turkey. Besides, they have a conservative Islamic way of living. They don't like men with earrings or consider women in miniskirt as faithless. As I was just a child, I was caught by my family as having activities of discovering my sexual identity. My family always wanted to know more about me, asking questions, putting pressure, and exploring everything about me. Things came to such a point that I felt that I had to come out. I told everything to Dad. Even now, remembering that conversation makes my heart beat faster. My dad always used to tell my sister that he'd punish me. We didn't call each other for a couple of days. So started our next phase in our relationship. They started trying to find a way out of the situation, thinking that they had to change their son immediately. I haven't seen my family for almost the last 8 months. I expected them to accept the situation during this time. However, it didn't happen. Their beliefs, perception of honor, and traditions created fears which prevented them from discussing my case even in their thoughts. They say that there's a doctor here in Istanbul. Dad would come and we'd go visit him together, so I'd be cured. They think homosexuality is an illness. I told them it's not. Being gay is like having hazel eyes, which is inherited. I want to get my family back. I wanted them in my life as my friends. However, I suppose denial will be better. I think better to believe that time would heal all. Yes, sure, time will. I'll have to be without a family for a bit more. Yes, I'm proud I don't have to lie anymore. However, I suggest if your family is homophobic or extremely religious or extremely traditional, don't come out to them." That was from Amit Yildiz's article in the magazine Bergi under the nickname Blackberry. We also have this update from the 2nd of April from the Turkish website in English, Bayanet, at bayanet.org. No significant progress in murder case of Ahmet Yildiz. In the murder case of homosexual Ahmet Yildiz, the court continues the search for prime suspect and father of the victim, Yahya Yildiz, and Arhan Aymelik, owner of a car rental. By a directive of the president judge, the audience in front of the courthouse was not allowed inside. The article is by, please forgive my Turkish renderings here, Erol Ondoglu. And the article begins. The Istanbul Uskundur First High Criminal Court decided to continue the search for Yahya Yildiz, father of killed university student Ahmet Yildiz, and prime suspect of his son's murder case. Yahya Yildiz stands accused of having killed his son because of his being homosexual. The case was continued yesterday, the 1st of April, at the Baglarbasi Courthouse in Istanbul. The court took the statement of İbrahim Can, Ahmet Yildiz's boyfriend. Can testified as a witness and stated, after Ahmet's family had learned about his homosexuality, they cracked the code of his computer and got hold of his pictures. No entry to the courtroom on directive of President Judge. Many people came to seek justice for murdered Yildiz. The crowd was not allowed into the courthouse, though by the mere reason of a, quote, directive of the court president. The Istanbul LGBTT, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transvestite, and Transsexual Formation, Women's Gate, and Workers' Movement Party, EHP, had requested to become involved as joint plaintiffs, claiming that they had been harmed by the crime. However, the court decided the request as it did with the same demand of Lambda Istanbul, an LGBT organization advocating for LGBT people's human rights, in the previous hearing. Search for father and gallery owner. Lawyer Osman Yayla from the Istanbul Bar Association was appointed for the legal defense of fugitive Yahya Yildiz. He said he had no requests to make since he had not been able to study the file yet. Witness Arhan Aymelik, alleged owner of the car rental the vehicle used for the murder was hired from, could not be found yet and thus did not appear at the hearing. President Judge Burhan Karaloglu decided to launch an investigation into the whereabouts of Aymelik. The case will be continued on the 30th of June. Ahmet Yildiz was shot in front of a cafe in Uskandar on Istanbul's Anatolian side on the 15th of July, 2008. After the murder, it emerged that Yildiz had complained about his family because of threats, but authorities had not taken any action. Yildiz's family had not taken his body from the morgue for weeks. Eventually, he was buried anonymously. Yildiz's boyfriend, John, described what happened on the day of the murder as follows. Ahmet was studying at home. I was at home, too. The windows were open. I heard the shots. When Ahmet was not at home before, the doorbell rang, but nobody came in. When I heard the gunshots, I had a look out the window and I thought the car driving away was a taxi. Ahmet was shot in his car. Then he tried to run the engine. He moved the car and hit the car behind. When he changed the gear and went forward, the car got out of my sight. When I went downstairs, I saw that the car, which had been standing behind, was gone. The car driven by Ahmet had hit the wall of the pharmacy and stopped there. Ahmet looked into my face and died right there. LGBTT Istanbul, Women's Gate, and EHP announced in a joint statement that they are going to follow the case up. The statement was made with Chaos GL, Lambda Istanbul, the Socialist Feminist Collective, and members of the Istanbul Organization of Amnesty International in attendance. John urged Yildiz's father to surrender to the police. He demanded to stop discrimination, hatred, and homophobia, and to secure the lives of homosexuals. The law and the media should not protect murderers, John stated. So please check out the website, Ahmet Yildiz is my family. blogspot.com. Just one little thing on a lighter note from the cartoon caption contest in this week's New Yorker. The cartoon shows a doctor leading a sort of housewife clutching a purse coming into a hospital room, which shows a patient in bed who probably best be described as a caveman. And it's a big guy. He fills up the whole bed with several IVs and other sorts of diagnostic things hooked up to him. So the winning caption for it is, "Her testosterone levels are through the roof." That was submitted by Doug Loins of Dublin, Ohio. Just thought you'd appreciate something on a lighter note. You've been listening to Bear Soup with Ron Serratia, episode number 70. Check out the Bear Soup page on my homely little home blog, www.ronserratia.com. Bear Soup is news, interviews, skews, and schmooz for the online Ursine community. Bubbles for the Bear Soup hot tub are powered by our sponsor, Bare Bones Books. Look for Bear Soup and Bare Bones Books also on Facebook. And please feel free to email me at bearsoup@gmail.com. Finally, always remember, sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you.